This morning on WCHL, UNC administrators announced that honor court charges against a student who alleges she was sexually assaulted are dropped, all while the campus undergoes a major review of its assault policies. Budget talks in Orange County revolved around school funding last night. The question is, where will that money come from?
As much as I believe in a strong school system, raising the taxes, personally, I think we really have to take a really, really deep, deep, long look at that.
And Chapel Hill Cumberland schools are preparing for how to deal with state cuts.
We don't know what our budget's going to be. We might have to make some very difficult decisions.
True.
Those stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Cumberland traffic and weather together. We'll hear from the National Weather Service on the current situation outside. The weather is our top story of the day. And in WCHL Championship Sports, UNC Baseball is hosting South Carolina beginning today in the NCAA Super Regional if the weather cooperates. That on the heels of UNC Junior taking the number 6 spot in the Major League Baseball draft. Plus, our Chansky says P.J. Harrison's marijuana arrest can't help the UNC athletic program that's trying to get out of the negative spotlight. That's on today's Sports Notebook. All of that and more coming up on WCHL.
This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. We have 69 degrees in Chapel Hill. Flash flood watch in effect through the afternoon. Rain coming down quite steadily. Tropical storm Andrea is quickly passing through our area, but dropping high amounts of rain along the way. Here is National Weather Service senior forecaster Scott Sharp at the National Weather Service office in Raleigh to talk about the outlook for today and just how much rain Orange County can expect today and over the weekend.
This morning is going to probably be some of your worst weather as far as the rain goes. We are expecting a widespread moderate to heavy rainfall this morning for the morning commute. And that rain will gradually taper off later this morning from the south-southeast. So, again, we should see the widespread rain this morning, but it looks like after 9 or 10 o'clock, the rain should become a little more spotty in nature, but still kind of heavy in spots here or there. And then it looks like after 3 or 4 o'clock, the rain should be pushing out of the region by that time.
Scott, is there any possibility of anything worse happening today, any kind of thunder and lightning and that sort of thing going along with all the rain?
They can't rule the possibility of a strong storm later on this afternoon. But again, I think the worst part of the weather is going to be this morning with the widespread rain. As far as the wind goes associated with Andrea, it looks like those winds will be mainly well east of the Triangle area, mainly east areas of I-95 and towards the coast.
Obviously, driving conditions are not optimal, and there is a real risk of flooding for the rest of the day as well, I suppose.
There sure is, yeah. There's still a flood watch out for the area until 6 o'clock this afternoon, this evening. East of the area is actually a tornado watch in effect until 12 noon right now for areas pretty much from like Clinton up to Halifax and areas east. There is a tornado watch in effect until noon or so. Again, the roadways are very wet. There's a lot of ponding of water on the roadways. The best thing is to leave with plenty of time to reach your destinations, travel at or below the posted speed limit. And when you do encounter those areas of heavy ponding, just let up on the accelerator and coast on through.
Once again, that is National Weather Service senior forecaster Scott Sharp at the National Weather Service office in Raleigh. And we will continue to keep an eye on this, and we'll get updates from him throughout the day here on WCHL. Now, a lot of people wondering about the Carolina baseball game, which is scheduled to go today at 1 o'clock in Bashammer Stadium. It is a super regional. Tar Heels hosting it against South Carolina, best 2 out of 3 series. And game time scheduled for 1 o'clock. We don't know how the weather will affect that, but UNC officials have already announced that they will make a decision, and they will announce the decision at 11 o'clock this morning, 2 hours before game time. We will announce it right here on WCHL if the game is played today. We will have it for you on WCHL and streaming live on our website, chapelbrew.com. There's another game scheduled for tomorrow at 12 noon, and then one, if necessary, to be played on Sunday at 1 o'clock. It's a best 2 out of 3 series, but we'll just have to wait and see how today's weather affects the rest of the schedule for that super regional. But we'll have more on that coming up on WCHL Championship Sports in just a few minutes. Honor court charges against Landon Gamble have been dropped, according to a statement released by UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe on Thursday. The sophomore student was charged with breaking the honor code with disruptive and intimidating behavior. The charge was brought before the honor court by the man who Gamble accused of sexually assaulting her. He said the constant the attention her case was getting by way of campus rallies and conversations caused him to be threatened, even though she never publicly announced his name. Gamble publicly announced that she believed the honor court charges were retaliation against her for constantly drawing attention to the way it handled her case. She said the honor court was underprepared and that students should not handle sexual assault charges. UNC has since taken sexual assault review out of the control of the honor court. An independent external review was conducted back in March in regards to Gamble's allegations of retaliation. Chancellor Thorpe announced that the review conducted by Barbara Lee, a nationally recognized expert in handling sexual harassment grievances and a human resource management professor at Rutgers University, found no evidence that the university retaliated against the student. However, Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs Winston Crisp, after consulting with campus colleagues, including Richard Myers, chair of the Committee on Student Conduct and a professor in the School of Law, and faculty chair Jan Boxall about the issue, recommended no student should be charged with violating this section of the Honor Code until the Committee on Student Conduct can adequately evaluate the provision. In his statement yesterday, Chancellor Thorpe announced that he agreed and that the change was to take effect right away. He made it a point to announce that the decision of the university was not a challenge of the Honor Court and its processes, but instead it's a step to ensure that all students are protected and treated fairly. This ongoing issue comes at a time when colleges and universities across the country are dealing with a review of their sexual assault policies. UNC recently formed a special task force to review its current policies and form new ones. The 22-member panel meets every Wednesday and is chaired by the interim Title IX coordinator, Christy Hurt. While the task force hopes to have a new policy in place in time for the start of the fall semester, it says it will take as much time that is needed to discuss the sensitive matter fully. To read the full statement by Chancellor Thorpe, you can view the story on WCHL's website at chapelboro.com. Commissioners say they want more money for schools, but they're not sure a property tax rate increase is the way to go. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has the story.
Orange County commissioners signaled last night that they're looking for more money to fund public schools, but they stopped short of supporting a countywide property tax rate increase.
As much as I believe in a strong school system, raising the taxes, personally, I think we really have to take a really, really deep, deep, long look at that, because the rate of poverty is increasing so dramatically in Orange County.
That's Commissioner Renee Price speaking at last night's budget work session. In the past 2 weeks, dozens of residents have come out to public hearings to ask commissioners to allocate more money for the school systems. But some commissioners worried that those who can't afford a tax increase have not had a voice in the debate. Penny Rich said she's been hearing from residents who didn't feel comfortable speaking out on the issue.
They are very passionate about schools, but they just can't afford any more taxes. We can make the schools better by raising taxes, but they won't be part of it. They would have to move.
The board did indicate they might be willing to increase the Chapel Hill-Carborough special district tax to help raise the $2 million needed to open the new Northside Elementary. Here's Alice Gordon.
We do have a precedent for opening schools in the Chapel Hill-Carborough City Schools on the district tax. So I think as we're balancing all these various needs, we should not discount that as a possibility.
A 2-cent increase of the district tax would generate $2 million, while a 5.5-cent increase would be needed to fully fund the school board's budget request. The manager's recommended budget falls between $3 million and $8 million short of what the Orange County and Chapel Hill-Carborough school boards had asked for. But board chair Barry Jacobs noted that the manager's budget actually increases spending by about $2.4 million over last year. And he said the negotiation process is par for the course.
I don't think anybody should take umbrage if we don't fully fund what the schools request, because they know that no matter what they ask for, we can never fully fund it.
Officials from both school systems are concerned about state budget proposals that would eliminate funding for teaching assistants in third grades. If approved, the Orange County and Chapel Hill-Carborough districts stand to lose a combined total of 70 teaching assistants. School board representatives estimated it would cost approximately $2.3 million in local money to save those positions. While the board agreed to keep looking for more school funding, Bernadette Pellissier warned that the county's resources are limited.
On the one hand, I say, well, we have to do as much as possible for the schools. On the other hand, we can't always fill in all the gaps that we have of the cuts from the federal and state level.
Commissioners will continue their deliberations next week with an eye towards formally adopting the budget on June 18th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
As the commissioners prepare to adopt their budget for next fiscal year, Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board members are getting ready for tough choices in their own budget plan, especially when it comes to the number of students in each classroom. Here's Board Member Mike Kelly speaking during last night's meeting.
We don't know what our budget's going to be. We might have to make some very difficult decisions.
True.
Regrettable as it is, we might have to cut something that we don't want to have to cut.
The Orange County budget, which is expected to be adopted next week, falls short of the district's request by about $4.6 million. Assistant Superintendent for Support Services Todd LaFreeze says he's worried about how those shortcomings might affect the size of class.
Parents are concerned about class size. We echo their concerns. It was included in our budget request, but it represents a big dollar amount.
Still, Board Member James Barrett says having a few more students in each class might be worth saving other aspects of the district, such as the quality of faculty members.
As tough as it is, I don't know that the data really says going to 1 to 28 is going to make an educational difference. My daughter was in a class of 28 in a trailer. Definitely uncomfortable, but, you know, with a great teacher, I'd rather her have that great teacher there than just to try to get the class down to 126.
Pre-kindergarten was also a hot topic among board members last night under the North Carolina Senate budget proposal passed last month. The pre-K program would be available to 7,500 fewer students statewide during the 2013-14 school year. Another major concern is the district's world language program, which Kelly says could see unfavorable changes next year as a result of budget reductions.
I think it's very clear that our financial resources are going to be extremely limited this year, and we have to be more efficient in our world language program. I think it's unfortunate that it may have impacts on how the world language is delivered, but I feel very grateful that it appears as though, at least through some mechanism, children will be able to continue whatever language they've chosen in some format.
Before last night's school board meeting, county commissioners held a budget work session where Barrett was in attendance. He says while commissioners are showing some concern about education, he's not optimistic that their final budget will suit all the district's needs.
The buzzword seems to be this year, balance. It seems to be a code word to say that, yes, they recognize that we need more funding for the schools, and the way to achieve that is not a countywide property tax, but more balance out of the county expenses. I don't think that fully funds our request. I don't think there's any expectation from anybody that they're going to fully fund our request.
The State House of Representatives' proposed budget is expected to be released sometime next week. The Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board is expected to adopt its final budget sometime in July. WCHL News Time, 7:18, 18 minutes after 7 o'clock, and time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic is brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. Go see Berkeley Grimble for an engagement ring or that special piece of jewelry that you've been dreaming of, having customized. Berkeley can handle that for you. It's Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Village Plaza, right next door to Whole Foods. Now, with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. One delay to let you know about, 15501 northbound between I-40 and Garrett Road, seeing a bit of a delay. No accidents reported at this time in the area. I-40, 15501 elsewhere, NC-54 in the Durham Freeway. Moving smoothly as far as we can tell. There are some slowdowns due to the wet weather outside, though. There is standing water in some areas, so use extreme caution this morning. Give yourself some extra time to travel, and as Scott Sharp mentioned, if you do see those puddles coming up, certainly lay off the accelerator and just coast through them. Don't try to speed through those puddles. That can certainly hydroplane your car, so you don't want to do that. Use extreme caution. Give yourself some extra time to travel, and if you see anything throughout the rest of the day that we need to report on, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely, and certainly don't do that while you're driving in the rain. Do it when you're stopped and safe.
And for heaven's sake, turn on your headlights so other people can see you.
Headlights on and wipers on, that's for sure.
Exactly. Hey, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Talk to you in a little while. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Join the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menus, specials, and hours available at carolinainn.com. Friday's on the front porch every Friday. Don't know about today, but you'll find out later in the day, I guess. All happening at the Carolina Inn. All right, it is 69 degrees and obviously very wet this morning. A flash flood watch remains in effect all the way through the afternoon. Today, isolated thunderstorms in our forecast, widespread showers, locally heavy rainfall possible. Our high today in the upper 70s. Chance of rain near 100% right now. That situation will improve later on in the day. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Chance of showers and thunder showers probably late. Overnight low 68. Chance of rain is 40%. And then tomorrow, a 50% chance of rain. Maybe showers, maybe thunderstorms. High tomorrow in the low 80s. Tomorrow night, 50-50 chance of rain with a low around 67 or 68. And then on Sunday, a nicer day, partly sunny with a chance of rain in the afternoon and the high in the upper 80s. So it's going to warm up a little bit. But again, we're getting the very worst of it right now. Situation will get better a little later on in the day, and we'll keep you posted on how that affects the Carolina baseball game.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 7:21, 21 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. As we talked about just a few moments ago, Project Graduation is this weekend, Saturday night, at the Student Union at UNC. High school graduation is upon us, and while many people in the Chapel Hill Carborough district will be focused on the big three high schools, district spokesperson Jeff Nash says Phoenix Academy often gets overlooked.
Phoenix is graduating at 6 o'clock, and they're going to graduate at Phoenix Academy, and they have four graduates this year. The other three schools will all be graduating on Saturday at the Dean Dome.
Phoenix Academy is an alternative school that serves about 40 high school students. Its mission is to provide a highly structured education plan so as to try and get the students back to their home school if possible. Tonight's graduation begins at 6 p.m. at Phoenix Academy on South Merritt Mill Road in Chapel Hill. If you'd like more information on Phoenix Academy, you can view the story on our website at chapelboro.com. And UNC junior basketball player P.J. Hairston was arrested on Wednesday and charged with possession of marijuana. Hairston and two others, Michael Falcon and Carlos Sanford, were stopped at a license check on Wednesday night on Holloway Street in Durham. Hairston was also charged with driving without a license. He was released on a $1,000 unsecured bond. The two other men were also found in possession of marijuana. UNC Senior Associate Athletic Director Steve Kirshner said the university and head coach Roy Williams will release a statement when enough information has been gathered. Hairston is already due in court in Durham on August 2nd for a pending speeding charge. He decided to pass up the NBA draft this year after leading North Carolina's basketball team in scoring. Art Chansky will have more on this coming up in just a few moments on WCHL's Sports Notebook. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll tell you about the key to the town, which went to the Thorpes yesterday from the mayor. That is on the way on WCHL. And, of course, it goes without saying, we'll keep you posted on the weather situation throughout the day. We're getting the worst of it now. The worst of it is supposed to be over by late this morning. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Of course, today is a mighty big day for Carolina baseball. North Carolina's baseball team hoping this hosting a super regional here, and it's against the South Carolina Gamecocks. South Carolina coach Chad Holbrook returns to his alma mater this weekend against the overall number one seed, North Carolina. Holbrook was a player for the Tar Heels. He also was an assistant coach for years with the program, for more than a decade, in fact, before he left in 2008 to become an assistant down at South Carolina and got a big pay raise in the process. Since that time, he has become the head baseball coach after the South Carolina baseball coach was elevated to the athletic director position. Now, Holbrook said he reminisced in his return to Chapel Hill quite a bit, but that will stop once the best of three series opens today. Presumably, it will open today. The winner goes to the College World Series, its first meeting since UNC Super Regional win over South Carolina back in 2007. Now, game time is supposed to be 1 o'clock. Obviously, the weather might play a big role in that. A decision on today's game in regards to the rain will be made at 11 a.m. University officials have already told us that they're going to make a decision and announce it at 11 o'clock this morning. Keep it right here on WCHL. We will let you know what's happening. In addition to that, whenever Carolina plays, we will have it for you on WCHL and also streaming live on our website, chapelboro.com. There's a game scheduled for 1 o'clock today, another one scheduled for noon tomorrow, and then, if necessary, a third game Sunday at 1 o'clock. The schedule could Well, the weather could really wreak havoc on the schedule, so we don't know what's going to happen. But Carolina's had so many rain delays and extra inning games, you know, they're kind of used to it. So we'll just keep you posted on what's going on. UNC junior baseball baseball player Colin Moran selected number 6 in the 2013 Major League Baseball draft last night by the Miami Marlins. Less than 24 hours before Carolina begins play in this Super Regional, Moran was rumored to be a possibility for the number 1 pick by the Houston Astros. He was a subject of a lot of conversation. Moran batted in a single-season record in runs with 86 while getting on base nearly 48% of the time, 23rd in the country. He's currently third on the team with a .348 batting average, second with 88 base hits, and in a commanding lead in walks with 60. Pitchers don't want to throw to him. He's the second member of his family to be drafted in the first round. His uncle, B.J. Surhoff, was selected number 1 overall in 1985. His brother, Brian, was chosen in the 7th round in 2009. Surhoff and Brian both attended Carolina as well. The National League East Marlins are currently last in Major League Baseball, 16-44. They can certainly use Colin Moran, who's going to be a big contributor at the next level, but right now he's not even thinking about that. 7:26, 26 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. More on P.J. Hairston coming up. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Just when you think it might be ending, P.J. Hairston gets busted. This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Dean Smith was not only a great basketball coach, but a brilliant mentor too, and advocate for his players. Aware that boys will be boys, he always cautioned members of his team that whether choosing to partake in an anti-war rally or facing the constant temptations of being a college athlete, they were representing several families, their own, the university's, and the basketball program. I thought about that when the news broke about P.J. Hairston getting stopped and charged with misdemeanor possession of pot. Even if that is the only charge coming out of this incident, it's another embarrassment to UNC and its athletic program that has gone through 3 years of hell since the football scandal broke in the summer of 2010. I'm sure Roy Williams is telling PJ that he needs to be smarter than that, because he's not just another student with some weed in his car. He is among the most scrutinized athletes in America playing for the Tar Heels. Carolina has done an amazing job under the microscope of the controversy and scandal, continuing to excel on the courts and fields and its athletes in the classroom. The first annual Rammy showcased just how many bright and talented athletes are out there wearing Carolina blue, playing for great coaches and representing what is still the number one overall brand in college athletics. But one such incident, unfair as it seems, drags the rest of them down and back into the muck that the university has been trying to pull its way out of. As Smith would agree, Hairston has to be smarter than that. Maybe this is his first offense. He'll get suspended and sit out the first semester or the entire school year. If so, he'll be missed, but the basketball program is bigger than just one dumb mistake. Hopefully it's not any more than something thousands of regular students do while they are kids being kids. The cowbells will be ringing with glee over at NC State, and surely this will be lumped into another rehash of the last 3 years. Guess we can deal with one more story from Dan Kane. But please, let it not be anything else than PJ holding a little hooch. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
WCHL Championship Sports brought to you by AT&T Wireless.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is Bull City Craft. It's half off your choice of children's birthday party packages available now. Bull City Craft features a variety of arts and craft classes from preschoolers to adults, art camps, birthday parties, and a wide selection of arts and craft supplies. With today's deal, you can choose from two children's birthday party package options for up to 12 children. With 1.5 hours of time in the craft studio, projects and supplies, and optional goodie bags and treats, it's half off from Bull City Craft. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning, it is 7:30 at WCHL. Your weather forecast brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys in Metamont Village. A flash flood watch in effect through the afternoon today. Isolated thunderstorms, widespread showers, locally heavy rainfall possible this morning. High today in the upper 70s. The worst of it coming down right now. It is quite steady out there this morning, but nothing really to worry about.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
In an hour, May unemployment numbers. Economist Gus Fauché.
We're forecasting job growth of 200,000 for May.
Analysts expect that 165,000 new jobs were created during the month.
Jill Schlesinger is CBS News business analyst. She and Gus Fauché both say that the jobless rate may stay at 7.5%. High schools are winding down for the summer. CBS's Pam Coulter caught up with a couple of kids.
I've been looking for a job constantly. Ron,
17-year-old from Silver Spring, Maryland, says few employers have even called him back. Stephanie's also having trouble finding a summer job.
Probably because I haven't had experience.
As for young potential job holders, Northeastern University economics professor Andrew Sum.
Since the end of 2009 in the U.S., we've created jobs for about 5.5 million new people. 5.5 million. Of that total, teenagers received zero.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 7:32, 28 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Anxious to tell you all about the weather this morning. Flash flood watch remaining in effect through this afternoon. The weather, obviously, our top story. The rain is coming down quite steadily. A 100% chance of rain this morning. The situation is supposed to get a little bit better. We're getting the worst of it now. The worst of it should be over by late morning. Carolina's baseball team scheduled to play at 1 o'clock today against South Carolina and Super Regional NCAA action at Bochimer Stadium. However, with the rain coming down, we don't know how that will affect the schedule. UNC officials will announce the decision at 11 o'clock this morning on what they're going to do. There's a game scheduled for 1 o'clock today, one at noon on Saturday, and another one, if necessary, for 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. It's the best 2 out of 3 series. And again, we don't know if today's game will be played or not. We'll just have to wait until 11 o'clock this morning, and we will see. The one good thing about this weather forecast is that even though we're getting some really heavy rains and we have lots of standing water and a danger of some flash flooding out there, we're not expecting any strong winds or any electrical storms, anything like that. So don't anticipate any power outages and that sort of thing that normally comes along with this kind of weather. We're just expecting a lot of rain. So be sure and turn on your headlights this morning if you're driving around on your way to work. Allow yourself a little extra time. Orange County commissioners say they want more money for schools, but they're not sure that a property tax rate increase is quite the way to go. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has been following this story all along and has this morning's report.
Orange County commissioners signaled last night that they're looking for more money to fund public schools, but they stopped short of supporting a countywide property tax rate increase.
As much as I believe in a strong school system, raising the taxes, personally, I think we really have to take a really, really deep, deep, long look at that, because the rate of poverty is increasing so dramatically in Orange County.
That's Commissioner Renee Price speaking at last night's budget work session. In the past 2 weeks, dozens of residents have come out to public hearings to ask commissioners to allocate more money for the school systems. But some commissioners worried that those who can't afford a tax increase have not had a voice in the debate. Penny Rich said she's been hearing from residents who didn't feel comfortable speaking out on the issue.
They are very passionate about schools, but they just can't afford any more taxes. We can make the schools better by raising taxes, but they won't be part of it. They would have to move.
The board did indicate they might be willing to increase the Chapel Hill Carborough Special District tax to help raise the $2 million needed to open the new Northside Elementary. Here's Alice Gordon.
We do have a precedent for opening schools in the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools on the district tax. So I think as we're balancing all these various needs, we should not discount that as a possibility.
A 2-cent increase of the district tax would generate $2 million, while a 5.5-cent increase would be needed to fully fund the school board's budget request. The manager's recommended budget falls between $3 million and $8 million short of what the Orange County and Chapel Hill Carborough school boards had asked for. But Board Chair Barry Jacobs noted that the manager's budget actually increases spending by about $2.4 million over last year. And he said the negotiation process is par for the course.
I don't think anybody should take umbrage if we don't fully fund what the schools request, because they know that no matter what they ask for, we can never fully fund it.
Officials from both school systems are concerned about state budget proposals that would eliminate funding for teaching assistants in second and third grades. If approved, the Orange County and Chapel Hill Carborough districts stand to lose a combined total of 70 teaching assistants. School board representatives estimated it would cost approximately $2.3 million in local money to save those positions. While the board agreed to keep looking for more school funding, Bernadette Pelissier warned that the county's resources are limited.
On the one hand, I say, well, we have to do as much as possible for the schools. On the other hand, we can't always fill in all the gaps that we have of the cuts from the federal and state level.
Commissioners will continue their deliberations next week with an eye towards formally adopting the budget on June 18th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Of course, the Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board is watching what the commissioners do quite closely. They're preparing for tough choices in their own budget plan, especially when it comes to the number of students in each classroom. Here's School Board member Mike Kelly speaking during last night's school board meeting.
We don't know what our budget's going to be. We might have to make some very difficult decisions.
True.
Regrettable as it is, we might have to cut something that we don't want to have to cut.
Assistant Superintendent for Support Services Todd LaFree says he's worried about how the shortcomings with the budget might affect class sizes.
Parents are concerned about class size. We echo their concerns. It was included in our budget request, but it represents a big dollar amount.
School board member James Barrett says having a few more students in each class might be worth saving other aspects of the district's, such as good teachers.
As tough as it is, I don't know that the data really says going to 1 to 28 is going to make an educational difference. My daughter was in a class of 28 in a trailer. Definitely uncomfortable, but, you know, with a great teacher, I'd rather her have that great teacher there than just to try to get the class down to 1 to 26.
Pre-kindergarten, also a hot topic among board members last night. Under the North Carolina Senate budget proposal, which was passed last month, the pre-K program would be available to 7,500 fewer students across the state during the next school year. Another major concern, the district's world language program, which Kelly says could see unfavorable changes next year as a result of budget problems.
I think it's very clear that our financial resources are going to be extremely limited this year, and we have to be more efficient in our world language program. I think it's unfortunate that it may have impacts on how the world language is delivered, but I feel very grateful that it appears as though, at least through some mechanism, children will be able to continue whatever language they've chosen in some format.
You know, this is high school graduation weekend, and it's in full swing. Many people in the Chapel Hill Carborough District will focus on the big three high schools, Carborough High, East Chapel Hill, and Chapel Hill. District spokesperson Jeff Nash says Phoenix Academy often gets overlooked in all of that.
Phoenix is graduating at 6 o'clock, and they're going to graduate at Phoenix Academy, and they have four graduates this year. The other three schools will all be graduating on Saturday at the Dean Dome.
Phoenix Academy is an alternative school serving about 40 high school students. Its mission is to provide a highly structured education plan so as to try and get the students back to their home school if possible. Tonight's graduation begins at 6 p.m. at Phoenix Academy on South Merritt Mill Road in Chapel Hill. Before UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe and his wife Patty depart for Washington University out in St. Louis, Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith proclaimed yesterday that the doors of Chapel Hill are always open to the Thorpe family.
In grateful recognition of your service to our community, I, Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt, do hereby present Holden and Patty Thorpe with this key to the town. The other night, I kind of stumbled on a phrase that I wish I would have thought of earlier. together, the two of you have really exemplified what it means to be a citizen chancellor at a state university.
Though the rain moved the ceremony from the old well to inside South Building, it didn't dampen anyone's spirits. Mayor Kleinsmith, Patty Thorpe, and others were seen holding back tears of joy and sadness when speaking of what the family has meant to the community and the impending departure.
You considered the impact of this university here in our town, and you did it in a way that really transformed the relationship of the town of Chapel Hill and the University of North Carolina.
Habitat for Humanity of Orange County was also on hand to present the couple with personalized hard hats for all the work they've done over the years. However, the Thorpes said it was never actually physical labor.
We're great at trying to, like, get people together and get them out there, but we're not handy people.
No, and I have to say, I'm very proud of everything we've done for Habitat, but thankfully I've never hammered any nails for you.
Chancellor Thorpe leaves the university after 5 years at the helm, but many more as a student, teacher, and administrator. He and Patty are both graduates of Carolina, and Patty said that in their more than 20 years in Chapel Hill, it's always been a desire to strengthen the town and gown relationship.
People will come and go, but the stage is set for these relationships, and that's the main thing.
President and former members of the town council, town staff, and citizens of Chapel Hill were also on hand to officially see off the Thorpe family. Chancellor Thorpe's term officially ends July 1st, at which time he will take over as provost at Washington University.
Well, this is your building, and you're welcome to stay as long as you want. And if you see any, I'm leaving tomorrow, so if you see anything you like, just take it.
7:41 at WCHL, 19 minutes until 8 o'clock. Very quickly, news around town this morning. Old Pittsboro Road will be closed today for water and sewage construction starting at 9 o'clock this morning. While northbound traffic on Columbia Street will not be affected, traffic will redirect drivers to Coolidge Drive, Valentine Drive, and both Westwood Drives. Now, we don't know if the weather will affect what they're planning to do there. The southernmost portion of Westwood Drive will also close on Monday for waterline construction starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. So we'll keep you posted on that if we get any further word from the town on what's going to be happening there. It is 7:41 at WCHL, 19 minutes until 8 o'clock. Rand Northam joins us now to talk about chapelboro.com. Rand, before you get started, I just want to say I was involved in something last night that was I was very honored to be there. The 50th anniversary of the Interfaith Council took place. The celebration took place at the Friday Center in Chapel Hill. Had to be 500 people there. It was amazing.
Quite an incredible feat.
I couldn't believe
years,
it.
That's awesome.
I got there, and it was pouring down rain. And the atrium at the Friday Center was full of people.
Wow.
I mean, I've never seen anything so well attended out there. And just a huge number of people who have done special things for the IFC over the years, who've worked hard not only to, to feed people, but to put them up and to give people a helping hand. And it is just amazing what people do in this community.
It sure is.
A big 50-year celebration. There were 50 individual heroes who were honored last night, 50 businesses and congregations and other entities that were honored, and some were honored in memoriam as well, and that was quite touching. I looked out last night while we were announcing the names, and some people were crying in the audience, remembering
sure.
these people.
Right. Yeah. Well, it takes a village, as they say, but yeah. It really does take a whole community to make something like that happen, mm-hmm. and to happen so well. So just amazing that and a great way to honor all those heroes, heroines, community members, businesses, everything. That's really great.
And our Chapelboro photographer was there as well, so you will see later a photo gallery.
That's right.
So thank you very much for allowing me to say that, because, I was excited about that. It was a lot
Certainly.
Of fun last night. What's happening at chapelboro.com today?
Well, Hannah Hader, a junior at UNC and 18-year native of Chapel Hill, reviews the new Star Trek movie. This is our second review of the film, and that's what WCHL and Chapelboro is all about. Different opinions, views, and takes from our community and from your community. Hannah isn't a big Star Trek fan, but absolutely loved the movie and talks a bit about how the genre has opened up to less intense fans, and has done so especially through that movie. I have seen the first Star Trek movie, so I'm kind of in that same, I was never a Trekkie, but I really enjoyed the first one. I look forward to the second one as well. Also, June Moon, a Chapel Hillian whose aunt worked at Julian's back in the day,
yeah.
talks about a fashionable attitude as you go about your style, just like Julian's would. Yeah. So you want to check that out. And remember, shortlist submissions are still open for the best place for a frozen treat. And there are quite a few of those, especially just right on Franklin Street. So you'll want to give your submission for that, and we'll keep the voting open all June long. And you can vote, and then, or you can submit your vote, and then you can vote on those submissions coming up in the next week or so.
All right.
That and much more available on chapelboro.com with instant live streaming on an app for that.
The reason I was laughing is I thought when you were saying you were not a Trekkie.
Right.
I've never been a Trekkie either.
You're thinking and Trekkie Monster? No.
Also, not a techie.
Not a techie.
But for some reason, I don't know why, you know how you have these random thoughts pop in your head. Right. I know, San Antonio Spurs last night defeated the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
And,
big upset.
For some, I just was laughing at something I saw on Facebook this morning. Somebody said Chris Bosh and Jar Jar Binks are twins or something like that. Tim Duncan, at the age of 37.
Tim Duncan, yeah.
Still getting it done. Never changes his expression.
Yep.
His eyes might get a little wide every now and then, like he did one time last night when a foul was called on him. But basically, just a class act, and he can still do it, even at that advanced age for the NBA.
If they pull this one off against Miami, he might call it quits. Yeah. That might be a good time to call it quits.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame him for that. But, yeah. You know, the cool thing still is, going. Watching the San Antonio Spurs, Danny Green in the starting lineup.
Yeah.
And playing pretty well.
There you go.
So, anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in so you'd know why I was laughing.
I'm glad you did, Ron.
Certainly welcome. It is 7:46 at WCHL, 14 minutes until 8 o'clock. Alan Colton has today's commentary coming up next. We'll also take a look at your traffic and weather together. We have the word of the day, clean junk of the day, and today's WCHL hometown hero. Actually, heroes today. There are three of them.
You fell in love with her on your first date. That dinner at the Greek restaurant that lasted for 3 hours. Your waiter could tell something special was happening. He kept smiling, bringing you water and coffee long after your plates had been cleared. And at the end of those 3 hours, well, this was way different from anything you'd ever felt before. She was different. At night's end, you wondered if she was the one for you. Today you know she is, and you realize that she's yours for the asking. I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. When you are ready to ask her to share forever with you, come see us. We have the rings, from classics to contemporary, vintage to custom. We have the diamonds, from round to princess to cushion cut. And we will take the time you need to help you find the ring that is perfect for the asking. And then it's on to the moment that you have been imagining, and so has she. Grimble Jewelers, she's yours for the asking. Grimble Jewelers, corner of Elliott and Franklin.
University Physical Therapy, Hillsboro's physical therapy provider for over 27 years, is opening the doors to a new clinic. Please join us on Monday, June 10th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. to celebrate the opening of our new facility at 115 Oakdale Drive in Hillsboro. Facility tours, free health screenings, food, games, and door prizes will be provided. For directions and additional information, visit universitypt.org or call 732-6600. See you on the 10th.
7:48, 12 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Alan Colton. I remember hearing about the Boston bomber suspect. He was hiding in a boat on Franklin Street. Of course, it was Franklin Street, Watertown, Massachusetts. But it gave me chills, and then I remembered that Chapel Hill had had its own terror attack back in 2006. A UNC graduate, born in Iran but raised in North Carolina, he tried to run over as many of his fellow students as he could in his SUV. I'm sure most of you remember. He said then that he was at war against the United States. The Boston bomber, the Fort Hood shooter, the Chapel Hill madman on wheels, and now, sadly, the London butchers wielding meat cleavers killed a soldier on the street in East London. All these people from different backgrounds, different countries, but with two things in common. One is their failure to assimilate to their adopted Western host countries, and two is their religion. That's some pretty sobering stuff, something to think about. This is Alan Colton.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL. What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT. What you're saying on the street,
I'm Rand Northam. North Carolina and South Carolina meet up this weekend for the best of three Super Regional at Bossemer Stadium. We hit the streets to find out which team you think is heading to the College World Series.
My name is Yaron Devia, and I live in Chapel Hill. UNC, duh, because they're awesome.
Jeff Baldwin, live in Chapel Hill. UNC. Number one rated team, better pitching, better coach.
Robin Borhanian, Orange County, South Carolina. I have relatives there.
Wojtek Grażyk, I live right here in Timberlane. Oh, I think UNC. Better team, you know, they're more intimidating.
Mukopar and in Chapel Hill. UNC, because we the best.
Who has the upper hand on the diamond this weekend, North Carolina or South Carolina?
I'm Jamie Salazar, I live in Chapel Hill.
Well, I don't really follow baseball, but I'm going to go with UNC since I'm a Tar Heel.
Jeep Seaton, Carver, Carolina. We've got the power right now.
Pat Muir, Chapel Hill, Carolina, obviously.
Shishi Edelsbrunner, I live in Chapel Hill. I don't follow baseball.
My name is Susan Reed. I live in Chapel Hill. UNC is going to win because I love UNC and they're really good.
Stephen Rice, I live here in Chapel Hill. UNC, I don't know, they've won a lot of close games lately.
That's what you're saying on the street. A 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at igotfixed.com.
All righty then, time now for Traffic and Weather Together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by Elmo's Diner, voted best breakfast and best kid-friendly by the, that's kid-friendly for those of you who speak English, by the Indy, chapelboro.com, and Chapel Hill Magazine. Elmo's Diner. I'm sorry. Elmo's Diner at Carmel Mall in Carborough. And now, it's one of those days.
That was a good one.
It's time for traffic. And here's Ran.
I'll be taking over for now from Ron.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Here comes a Wayne Pond comment, I guarantee as well.
I'm sure.
Well, 15501 seeing some slowdowns northbound, and of course there is that, you know, right at the 15501 NC86 intersection as you're traveling north trying to get into downtown Chapel Hill, that it, there is that construction on the southbound lane. You can still travel northbound on South Columbia, but be on the lookout there. Northbound 15501 from Southern Village all the way up to about NC54 seeing some slowdowns. 15501 southbound from NC54 to NC86 seeing some slowdowns as well. Otherwise, things moving fairly smoothly. Sounds like the rain, for the most part, has let up in at least some of the areas outside. Mm-hmm. Still some wet areas, though, so be on the lookout for that. Standing water on the roadways, use extreme caution, give yourself some extra time to get to work this morning. Certainly, safety is the number one key, and we don't want you hydroplaning or causing any other problems for other people as well. We want to keep the roadways clear. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you do that safely. And Ron's just looking at me with this smirk on his face.
As Adele might say, rumor has it that it's actually stopped in some places.
Rumor has it.
Rumor has it. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you in a little bit. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by your friends at Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. And Cruisers serving fresh brewed coffee, fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Well, it's 69 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 68 in Carborough. It's always a degree cooler. Flash flood watch through this afternoon. Today, isolated thunderstorms, widespread showers. Locally heavy rain, but the good news is the worst of it is supposed to be this morning. A high today in the upper 70s. Chance of rain right now is 100%. That will diminish later on in the day. And a quick note, Carolina expected to play baseball at 1 o'clock today. We'll schedule to play baseball at 1 o'clock against South Carolina Super Regional Action NCAA Tournament. UNC officials will make a decision at 11 on whether that game will go, what time it will go, all that kind of thing. So we'll have it for you on WCHL. All right, Wayne Pond is here, and Wayne has a word for you today, and I can't wait to find out what this is.
He's lying through his teeth again. Boy, I understand that tone of voice. All right, here we go, buddy. I got a dandy for you this morning. The word of the day is treacle. Treacle.
Treacle.
Treacle, yeah, it's a little deceptive, and boy, does it have a fascinating history, and I don't know if we could just get a sponsor for this bit. We could spend an hour or two talking about the etymology. Are you all working on that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. entomology is the number one priority for me.
Now, what I'm talking about is the sponsorship, you dummy.
Well, that's the number two. That's the number two priority for me.
Number two. All right. The word of the day is treacle, as I say. T is a Tom. T-R-E-A-C-L-E. T-R-E-A-C-L-E. Treacle, apart from all of this fascinating history, has come down to us to mean three things, Ron. Number one, a medicinal compound thought to have been, I guess this would have been, what, 17th, 18th, 19th century, as a remedy against poison. Mm-hmm. Second meaning is molasses. It's still used, treacle is still used as a term to describe molasses. Mm-hmm. And the third one, this is my favorite, something as in, so for example, a tone of voice, which is heavily sweet, cloying, and insincere. Don't you love it how a word just moves all over the all over the etymological landscape?
The
third one, as I say, is I like that one the best. It's all around us, Ron. All you have to do is just put your toe out or your finger in the air, and you'll discover something treacly, I guess, would be the word. Yeah, okay?
I guess. I love it, man. And by the way,
you got it.
By the way, we do have a word. We do have a word of the day sponsor. It's Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Oh, there's the big bucks. I forgot about that.
All right, buddy.
I'll talk to you. No, not in the morning. Thank heavens. It's Saturday.
I'll talk to you on Monday, buddy.
Yeah, go Heels. Bye-bye.
Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, as I said, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Sometime next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Friday morning, WCHL's Clean Junk of the Day. And Lauren Stafford just walking into the studio, looking all happy and laughing about something. What's up with you?
It's Friday.
You must have had a good breakfast this morning. Something.
I did. Yogurt. Good.
Oh, really?
Breakfast of champions.
You got an extra spring in your step.
I do. Well, that the hat, the yogurt, and it's Friday. I mean, power, the trifecta.
Uh-huh.
There's, you know, why be down?
Okay.
Nothing to be blue about.
Well, good. I'm going to try to adhere to that myself.
Okay. I'll try maybe rub off on you a little bit.
I hope so. Osmosis.
That's right. All right. Nothing like leeching off somebody else's good day.
Yeah, really. Really. Right. I'll try.
James my Robinson, our marketing assistant's jokes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the last of James Robinson's jokes.
And Ron Stutz has never been happier in his entire life.
Yeah, good to see the end of James's tenure. And I know that you're going to get some more jokes for next week.
That's right. We're going to get some different jokes. Clearly, let's save Ron Stutz and his morning. Please send in some jokes.
Really?
Please send them in.
Send them to Lauren Stafford here at WCHL, in fact.
L. Stafford at WCHL. Send them in.
That's good.
All right, so to round it out, there was once a young man who, in his youth, professed his desire to become a great writer. When asked to define great, he said, "I want to write stuff that the whole world will read."
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that people will react to on a truly emotional level.
Right.
Stuff that will make them scream, cry, howl in pain and anger.
Wow.
Full of emotion. He now writes error messages for Microsoft.
Ooh, not too good. Thank you very much, Lauren.
Wayne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
It's time for project graduation, and today we're saluting Matt Creator of East Chapel Hill High School, Stephen Himmelberg of Chapel Hill High, and Jordan Bowers of Carborough High.
It's on Saturday, June 8th from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m., and it's held at the Student Union.
Jordan, Stephen, and Matt are today's WCHL Hometown Heroes because they've been working hard to coordinate project graduation. Stephen?
It's an event to keep seniors off the road the night of graduation because there have been a lot of accidents, a lot of driving accidents on the night of graduation when kids go out and party, and so it's just a way to bring everyone together for one last time and just have a good time. We've been meeting once a month and just organized this whole event. It's been a lot of fun.
Matt, I know that it is a cool event. You know, anytime parents are involved, kids don't want to go, but this is something that just about everybody attends. So I know you and everybody else over at East are excited about it.
When you go into project graduation, you see all the fun stuff to do. You know, you have the casino, dodgeball, food. There's a lot of excitement about it, and it's something that seniors really look forward to.
It's a great way for the graduating seniors at our local high school
schools in the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System to get together and celebrate safely. Project Graduation couldn't happen without the support of the local community and local businesses.
We need the support of all of those businesses throughout town, and with their support also, not only would it not be able to function, it also brings a sense of like community for everyone, and I think that's really important.
People can win some really nice prizes.
Well, we have a prizes committee that spends a lot of money, and they work really hard to get a lot of donations. You can win iPads, dorm TVs. There's also a lot of scholarships given out. You can win iPods and a lot of cool stuff.
Matt, if folks want to find out more,